Coach, the missed field goal when it hit the upright after that, it seemed like the bottom just fell out on this football team. What was the difference between the way things were going prior to that to the way that things happened afterwards? Mm-hmm.
We were making a lot of first downs. We were dictating the tempo just like we wanted to. We were making stops on third down. Have to credit them. They made a lot of plays in the second half, and we have to do better. But they made a lot of plays.
Coach, it seems like a repeating story. Same issues. Inability to protect the quarterback. Turnovers, giveaways. Those led to the downfall again. What does this team need to do to change that pattern?
I thought our protection was better. They did a nice job in the second half. We didn't handle their blitz package very well, which is a little bit different than some of the things that have been hurting us earlier. But still, it's all part of the scope of pass protection, and we have to handle it better. We have to do a better offensive line, running backs at times, quarterback getting the ball out, receivers looking. When they're bringing extra people, we have to respond better.
It's got to be a tough feeling in that locker room. You've got a short turnaround before a game Thursday. How do you get past this and get this team ready to play against a very good Bengal team coming to town?
Well, we've said it before. It's a long season. We believe in the guys we have in the locker room. It's going to have to be a quick turnaround. Cincinnati defeated this football team, so they're very, very good. And there's not going to be a lot of time to feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to have to get to work right away.
Joe, why weren't you guys able to run the ball as effectively in the second half as you were in the first?
Well, a couple times they had played some different personnel packages. We had some runs in the second half that were productive, but certainly not as many. Our rhythm wasn't as good.
NFL.com's reported that Granny Gibson has a torn patellar tendon. He's out for the season. Can you shed any light on that situation?
I haven't really spoken to anybody about it.
You mentioned the blitz package they came with in the second half. One that got Ryan where he was blindsided and fumbled. Cornerback comes off the left side, your left side. Is that something Ryan has to see coming to the line to change the protection, or is that something that Ryan...
Well, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but obviously we want to, you don't want to expose the backside of your quarterback to a blitzer uncontested. And so that's what happened. I'm not going to get into necessarily the scheme specifics, but safe to say we don't have a lot of pass protection schemes where we turn free a defender coming off the slot to hit our quarterback in the back of the head and fumble the ball in the 13. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but we don't like to do that, but we did it. So.
Coach, Sturgis missed and counting that block at the end of four of his last five attempts, I believe. Is that becoming a concern for you?
Like I said, I have a lot of faith in Caleb. This guy's he's a pro. He works at it every single day, and I'm sure he's going to get back on track.
There's a sideline pass to Richard that you played here. Very good line. Was it thought to challenge it? Did you not get the angle?
No, there was absolutely thought to challenging it, but our feeling was we were not going to get the call, so I did not throw it.
So individually, how do you feel Brian McKinney performed in his first game?
It looked like he did some good things, I thought he did some good things. We'll have to take a little closer look at the tape.
I know you addressed the officiating with the defensive pass interference on Jimmy Wilson's team.
Yeah, those are bang-bang plays. So.
How was Cam Wake today? Was he effective out there at all?
Yeah, he did. I thought he did a good job. I mean, you can't always measure performance on sacks, but I thought he played well.